This, ladies and gentlemen, is The Shade.
Hello.
What's up?
Welcome back to another episode
of The Shade.
Right here on Active FM. You are with
Tabo
and Sash. And today, I'm actually looking forward to this.
Me too.
Because we discovered something. We came upon a discovery last week.
That was not discoverable.
It was not discoverable.
Yes.
But we did discover it. We found it. We were proud of ourselves for discovering it.
And
we was at the last second.
Ah.
It really was at the last second.
It was. Mm-hmm. Literally was.
Yes.
But we did it.
We did it.
Yes.
Yes. And we have named the tale that was told last week.
What have we named it?
We have named it The Blue, Blue West.
The Blue, Blue West.
The Blue, Blue West, yes.
Hmm.
So if you have not listened to last week's show, hold up. You need to go listen to it. Because we told the tale of the Blue, Blue West.
Yes, we did.
So what we did, just to give you a bit of background.
Yeah.
So we shaded the Bluesman mixes last week. It was the first time I'd ever listened to one of his mixes.
Me too.
Was quite surprised by it.
Mm.
And as we were shading it, we came upon the tale.
An epiphany.
An epiphany of a very, very, very well-known, but not well-known tale.
Mm-hmm. Well-known.
And we told this well-known but not well-known tale. So now it is well-known because we told it.
Yes.
And we hit a climax, a cliffhanger.
A cliffhanger.
We hit a cliffhanger and we left you hanging.
Yes.
For the entire week. But we ourselves were left hanging.
Yes, we were.
We were.
We were.
Now we have gone. So if you have not listened to the Blue, Blue West tale, please go.
Yes.
To last week's show.
Please.
Listen to the tale, because now we are going to reveal.
We are going to unclip.
Unclip.
The hanger.
The hanger. We are going to not jump off the cliff.
We are going to open up the bottle and pour the juice down.
We are pouring juice into a bottle. Yes. Because this week there is more.
More.
More of the Blue, Blue West.
Is that a hint?
That is a hint.
Is it a hint?
It is. I don't know. We're about to find out. So we listened to this week's episode of the Bluesman Mix.
Yep.
To find out what happened to the Bluesman.
Yes.
Did he die?
Did he survive?
Did he survive? What happened? And once again, please, if you have not listened to the Blue Blue West, which was last week's show, please go listen to it.
Please go. Please.
Right now. Just put us on pause. Switch to another browser. And quickly go listen to it.
And let the revelation be revealed to you.
Yes.
Then you come back.
Come back.
Mm-hmm. And then clip. Unclip.
Unclip.
The hanger.
Yes. So welcome back. If you had not listened to it, welcome back.
Welcome back.
We are continuing now this week.
Yes.
Yes. So did Bluesman die? Was he murdered? Killed? Defeated?
Assassinated.
Assassinated. By DJ Moore SA, who showed up out of the blue.
Out of the blue! Out of the blue!
That is quite funny that he showed up out of the blue, actually. That was on point from his side to show up out of the blue on a blue, blue tail. Yes. So we're about to find out what happened to the Bluesman. Are you ready, Tabo?
I'm ready.
Are you sure? Have you prepared yourself?
Wait. Let me just grab my boots.
Your boots?
And tie the boots.
You're going to tie boots?
And my cowboy hat.
All right. I feel like cowboy boots don't have laces.
They don't?
No.
Did I say lace? I meant zip.
Oh, zip.
Yes.
He's zipping his boots. Okay, there we go.
Yes.
So this is what happened to the Bluesman.
He's on the floor.
The dust is clearing.
The picture is not vivid. As the dust clears up, Bluesman still has not moved.
The people around are silent, praying that this is not his end.
Hoping that this is not the last of Bluesman. But one of the people, his name is Joe.
Joe Black, to be exact.
He has a degree in medicine.
A medical degree.
Apparently he's a paramedic. He examines the scene and looks for the pulse.
He looks for the parts.
The pulse.
Oh, the pulse. Sorry, that was on my side. He looks for a pulse. And there is a faint beat.
But unfortunately, Joe doesn't have the medicine, the equipment required to heal
Bluesman.
And the faint beat gets fainter and fainter.
It grows ever fainter until,
as the hourglass dust
runs to an end, the Bluesman breathes his last breath.
And it is with great news
that the Bluesman has been killed.
Murdered.
By the one and only DJ Moore SA. It is a sad day in the Blue Blue West. After all, what is the Blue Blue West without the Bluesman?
The Bluesman.
Now it's just the West.
The West. We have lost two of our very good DJs.
First Fearless Eagle taken down.
Ah.
So young, but so old.
So wise. But
also a convicted felon of chicanery. And next, the Bluesman. DJ Moise stands victorious. But wait, what is that? Those were not the only three DJs present that day.
What?
Because Active FM has five DJs. Oh. And suddenly we realize those two other DJs were present, standing in the crowd. Will they step forward? Will they take on DJ Morrissey?
One of them is DJ Calvin.
I believe his name is the House Master.
Calvin, aka the House Master.
The other, his DJ name has not been revealed, and so we shall just call him Gloire.
AKA DJ Cave.
But they didn't step forward.
They didn't, surprisingly.
They just stayed hidden.
And they witnessed the death of two
great DJs.
Great DJs.
DJ Moise gets on his horse, puts earphones in his ears, and rides into the sunset.
Now, he has the number one spot. He does.
He is the number one DJ.
Wait.
On Active FM.
DJ Cave steps forward and he examines the scene. He also reaches down to DJ Bluesman, grabs his hand and wishes him farewell and closes his eyes as if to say the torch has now been passed down to him.
Or up, because he is taller than the Bluesman.
Oh yes, he is. But since the Bluesman is blue and the sky is blue, and since the Bluesman is now in heaven, the torch is passed down.
Okay, fine. The torch is passed down. What will happen next? feel like there are a lot of unanswered questions to this story, to this tale.
Thousands and thousands.
Thousands and thousands of unanswered questions. Why did the two DJs never step forward?
Why?
Why?
Why did they let DJ Moore assassinate DJ Bluesman?
Why?
And why did they let Bluesman assassinate Fearless Eagle?
Another question we have to ask ourselves is, what music did DJ Moore say listen to as he drove off into the sunset? Because if it was blues, he has done himself a great disservice.
By killing
the bluesman.
The creator.
Yes.
Of the music.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we need to go into an investigation.
Yes.
To find out more, to answer these unanswered questions.
But now where do we get these questions? Where do we get these questions answered? Where do we get the answers?
We need to go to the source itself.
The horse's mouth.
Literally the horse's mouth.
In this case,
in
the
this
horse's mouth.
In this case, the horses are the five Active FM DJs involved in the incident. Yes,
in the
we will be talking to the victor himself, DJ Morrissey.
The man himself.
We shall be talking to the fallen, Fearless Eagle and Bluesman. And we shall be speaking to the two scaredy cats that never stepped out of the ground.
The cowards.
The cowards. Housemaster and...
DJK.
DJK. Otherwise known as... Lua.
Yes.
So here we go. Let us interrogate and find out more.
More.
About this blue,
blue west.
And this blue, blue tail. So we are with the two cowards, Housemaster himself and DJ Gloire.
Gentlemen, are you shaking in your boots? I hope you are. Silence is the new thing.
Silence shows just how cowardly they are. Mm-hmm. All right. So
No, that's not true.
So why are you silent then?
No, I'm waiting for the first victim to answer.
The victim?
By the way, I am not a victim, neither am I a coward. I didn't respond to the coward, I'm sure you noticed.
It's a victim.
So yeah, I am not a victim, neither am I a coward, and yes, I'm on.
Okay,
this.
Okay, let's not get sensitive here, right?
Yeah,
so
exactly.
The reason we're calling you cowards is not because we have anything against you, because we
yes.
really don't. The only reason we're calling you cowards is because of the incident. And the incident is... The Bluesman gets shot. Fearless Eagle gets shot, killed by DJ Morrissey. And you two stay silent. You two stay in the crowd. You two do not stand up and take on DJ Morrissey. Why?
You know, I pray every day that I'd seen that situation, you know. But I felt like I could do something, you know. But there was like... Yeah, it was really hard to do something. There was a force holding me back, you know.
Was this force fear of DJ Moore SA?
No. I don't know, it's a spiritual thing, you know. It's a spiritual force. It was strong, man.
Fear is a spiritual thing. It's okay to be scared, Calvin. If you're scared.
No.
Wait, sorry,
fear.
I said Calvin. It's okay to be scared, Housemaster. It's okay.
No. I am definitely not scared.
So do you then think that DJ Moore SA is a better DJ than you? Because if you didn't step up to, you know, confront him, in my mind, it's because you know you're not going to win.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, you know, there was this force. I don't understand. I could see the stuff. I wanted to attack, you know. But I couldn't move, man. You know what I'm saying?
Paralyzed.
I could move my body, but I couldn't take a step.
I couldn't go and save.
Mm. But I wanted to. And guess what? Just as DJ Moise leaves, it's like whatever was...
That force was no longer there.
Just left. You
could
know?
You could step up now.
It was horrible. I wish, I regret that, you know. I mean, like, every single day, you know. I wake up and I regret the fact that that happened.
Fear causes us to do terrible things. Gloire, what do you have? Why did you not do anything?
I don't know what you guys are talking about. But anyway, let me just state my side of the story. So, When, first of all, when DJ Moore SA shot the Bluesman, the reason why I did not do anything is because I didn't need to do anything.
What?
Whoa. Yes.
The shade.
What did I have to do?
So are you saying it was meant to be? Because I'm hurt, you know? I wish I had done something. I couldn't have done anything.
Yeah, remorse. Sympathy.
I do not feel regret. Any sympathy, no, nothing.
Do you hate Bluesman?
No, I don't hate Bluesman.
Then why is there no grief to his death?
Because he brings nothing but blues.
Shade.
Ladies and gentlemen, Gloire is not only a coward. He's an insensitive fool.
You see, that's where you get it wrong. I am not a coward, neither am I an insensitive fool.
I can guarantee you that Bluesman is playing a sad
part. If you recall when you were speaking earlier, you mentioned the fact that the housemaster didn't kill DJ Moore because he thought that maybe DJ Moore was better than him. I don't have to kill DJ Moore to prove anything because I am the better one.
No, that's not how it works in the old Blue West. No. Yes. It works by who is the champion. And the champion in this case is DJ Moore SA.
What defines a champion?
Riding off into the sunset.
You guys.
In this story, DJ Moore rides off into the sunset.
And he puts earphones in his ears as he rides off. That is the champion. And you guys are left behind in the dust and the blood and the dirt and the sadness and the grief and the not being the best DJ on Active FM.
We're still alive, so...
Bailey.
Mm-hmm. Look, I'm doing whatever I can, you know, to find DJ Moore, you know. I've been looking for DJ Moore.
So you want to...
Avenge
the two victims.
And you want to do that by basically doing a duel with DJ Moore, you say?
Well, yeah.
So this story is not done, Tabo. Mm. It has only begun.
Yes, it is. Yes,
well, what's the point? I mean, even if you try to avenge a dead eagle, I mean, all you're going to find is a carcass.
Oh! And you heard it from the horse's mouth, or the coward's mouth. The coward and the insensitive fool's mouth.
Ouch.
We have more on the background of the story. But now we will move on, and we shall interview the two dead.
We are now with... the deceased, Fearless Eagle, and the man himself, the Blues Man.
It's a blues world, eh?
Mm-hmm.
It's a sad day for all Active FM mixers lovers, as we have lost two great DJs, fallen.
Via gunshot,
you're right, Tabo, via gunshot. So, Bluesman, tell us. Because after all, this was your mix. We found the story from you. You are actually the teller of the story. We are just voicing it for you as the shade.
The vessels.
Yes. So, why did you want to duel Fearless Eagle in the first place?
You know, I once felt in life, you can't have two of the best in the same planet, you know. I had to... take on him, being the bigger guy and owning the land. I had to bring him to the land, you know?
Yeah.
Yes. So that's unfortunate, but the world doesn't fit the both of us. Yes.
Yes, you understand. So the world isn't big enough for the both of you.
It's not big enough.
One must die.
One must fall.
One must fall and one must rise.
One must die.
Wise words by the Bluesman. Wise words.
I have a question, though. So, it's not just the two of you, though.
Yes.
There are five Active FM music DJs in total. And you miscalculated that very, very badly because one of them showed up and ended up killing you.
You see, these are the type of conversations that make a blues man fired up. That's why I'm resurrecting now, you know? So, with Fearless Mixers, Fearless Eagle... what frustrated me is he played my content on his show.
We understand. Mm.
So I had to make sure he knows where I stand. And he's in the air, I'm in the ground. He shouldn't come on the ground. And when he came on the ground, I finished him.
That is when his downfall came.
Finished him.
That is when he was grounded.
happily grounded. Well, sadly grounded. It's a blues world for him, though. So,
at least he knows.
Now he feels the blues.
Fearless Eagle. Fearless Eagle. We are now to you.
Kaka. That was Fearless Eagle speaking in his mother tongue, just in case you wanted to know. It's a very famous greeting by the Fearless Eagle people. Yes.
Why did you accept this jewel?
So, it's a fearless world. And us, because we are fearless, we accept anything that comes at us.
Mm.
Yeah.
So you had to accept the challenge. Because
yeah.
You're fearless. Nothing phases you.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely nothing.
Yes.
Yeah. I get you.
Wouldn't you call that, though, in another form, stupidity?
Yes, I would. Yes, I would. Because fearless eagle, you're an eagle. You belong in the air. So why would you come down to the ground where bluesmen rules? Why would you come down to the blue, blue west and challenge the man himself?
I mean, it is the blue, blue west. It's not like you literally walked into his territory. Like, you didn't call him out of... You went into his territory and there you were, challenging him.
Yeah, you know, as we fearless, so we travel. We travel everywhere. We go places.
Yeah, but now you're dead.
Even the ground. Yeah, you know, an eagle must die to rise again. Yeah, you know, that's why we even hibernate.
That's not dying. That's just sleeping.
Yeah.
Now you're dead. You're not asleep. Shot to the cheek and the knee.
Yeah, you see, we left a legacy for the rest. Yeah. In the history books.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So now, the rest of the people that we have left behind, they are going to take revenge.
For you.
For all of us. For the ones that are gone and the ones that are still there.
Sorry, DJ Gloire is not taking revenge. Sorry,
no, the eagles.
Oh, the eagles.
Yes, yes.
Oh, the eagles.
There's other eagles?
The fearless eagles. Yes.
Oh, there's other fearless eagles.
Yes.
This is interesting. Any last words you'd like to say since two of you are dead, you know? Any final words, fearless eagle?
It's a fearless blues world.
Bluesman?
It's not really the final words because the blues will always live. So it's a blues world indeed.
It seems as if the two deceased have now risen. But not only have they risen, now they've risen together. According to Fearless Eagle's words, it is a fearless blues world. Who knows, Sash? We might see the two rise again and battle against the other three.
But now we have more in the blue, blue west. And so we shall be speaking to the champion, the best Active FM DJ on Active FM. We are with DJ Moise.
The man himself.
The man himself.
The ultimate outlaw.
The man that rode off into the sunset victoriously.
Active FM's number one mixer.
Right? Active FM. Active FM's number one mixer.
Mixer.
Mixer, yes. DJ. DJ. DJ.
Oh, God, oh, yeah. Okay, okay.
So, DJ Mo, how do you feel?
I feel good.
Is this the first time you have been involved in such duels and won?
Battles.
Battles.
No, it's not.
Oh, so you're acquainted with war?
Yes.
And obviously you've won because you are still standing today. You know, war's a funny thing. If you lose, you die. There's no going back. It's game over. Finished.
Live or die.
Mm-hmm.
No, but I feel like with this one, it was a rather easy one because DJ Mo obviously came. While the Bluesman and Fearless Eagle were just having it.
He came out of the blue.
And he just came.
He came out of the blue and just shot. How did you know that this duel was taking place?
I just felt it.
Oh, he feels it.
He feels it. Oh.
He is a great, great DJ.
Yes.
Only the greats feel.
It must have been, the feeling must have been in the form of waves
definitely.
Radio waves.
Radio waves, definitely. Yes,
mm-hmm. Exactly.
Now, DJ Moisei, we've been in interview, in discussion with the other DJs, the deceased and the cowards.
Mm.
And a certain DJ, mm-hmm. the housemaster, said that he is going to look for you because he wants to avenge the death of Bluesman and Fearless Eagle.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have to say to this?
How is he going to find me?
We are not sure about that.
Yes, we are just the messengers.
We're just the middleman. We're just telling you.
Passing on the message.
Are you fearful?
No.
Are you going to hide?
Perhaps.
Would you take him on?
Yes, I would.
Ooh. So if he comes and finds you, what do you think will happen?
He won't find me.
Oh, he won't even find you. But let's just say, for instance, he does. Let's say, for instance, someone decides to, you know, give up your location.
Leak information.
Mm-hmm. What would you do?
No, we're going to talk.
Oh.
Do you think he'll be prepared to talk?
I think he would.
Oh.
And if he's not?
And if he's not and he pulls out a gun and talks with a gun?
Then we're going to talk like that.
All right. So in other words, okay, last question.
Yes.
What would you like to say to the housemaster? Because he has challenged you publicly to the whole of Active FM. What would you like to say to him?
He can bring it on.
Ooh.
He can bring it on.
Yeah.
Said like a true hero.
Said like the ultimate outlaw.
Yes.
The number one.
Yes.
Said like DJ Moese.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly like that.
I must say, I'm excited for this one.
Me too.
I'm chuffed.
I feel like we have answered questions.
Yes.
And
we have gone out of the shade.
Of the shade.
We have called them in.
To the shade.
And we've brought them in.
Uh-huh.
We've extracted the answers that we wanted.
Yes, definitely.
But and I feel like there was no victimizing this week.
Yeah. Well, we did victimize Gloire because he is an insensitive fool that does not care about the deaths of fellow DJ.
You see, we victimized those.
Without feeling.
Yes. Those who have to be victimized.
Mm-hmm,
we definitely. Serve the people.
Yes. We did our job.
Yes.
And now, Thabo and I will ride off into the sunset. We will leave the blue, blue west.
And we'll go.
And we will go on and find more shade. And cover more truth.
Yes. The story is far from over. That I can tell you.
It is.
And that was the interrogation.
The interrogation on the shade. Are you satisfied, Thabo?
I must say I was quite disturbed by the answers.
Disturbing, yes, very disturbing. This tale was not one for the lighthearted.
No, it was some very, very cold answers.
Definitely not. A ballad of death, I tell you. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That is why the others have fallen and the others have not fallen.
The others didn't fall because they were too scared to even step up to the plate. But I'm glad that we uncovered this truth.
I'm also glad.
You don't call the show The Shade for nothing.
Yeah.
We bring the shade.
We do.
Fortunately, this week, we had to bring the sad tale.
The sad news.
Of the blue, blue west.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hopefully we shall elaborate. Hopefully we shall explain and get rightful, truthful answers one day. And answers that will bring closure to this matter.
To the family.
To the families.
To the world.
To the people.
To blues.
Yes. But for now, this has been The Shade.
This has been The Shade. And if you want to go check us out on social media, you can find Active FM on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. We are also on Reddit. We are on Parler. We are on Gab. And we have a WhatsApp line. So if you would like to send your last regards, if you would like to say anything to the five DJs that some fell, some didn't, some won, and some were too scared to do anything. But if you would like to comment, if you'd like to get in contact, we are on WhatsApp. You can get our line on any of our social media pages. Just go check us out there and you will find the number.
But that is not all.
Mm-hmm.
Is it, Sesh?
It's not.
You guys can also catch us on our lovely website.
Yes.
www.activefm.co.za. You guys can also catch us on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, and on YouTube.
Yeah, we are everywhere. Like legit everywhere. It's pretty good.
We're there.
Wow. You get The Shade and you get extra fame.
Right there.
Yes. Thank you so much for listening, though. We will return next week with a very shady episode.
Like we always do.
Like we always do. We never disappoint.
Never.
Never. Yes. Yeah. So from me, Sash.
And from myself, Thabo.
This has been The Shade.
From us.
To you.
Goodbye.
Peace out.
yourself to me. So now I see why so bad just be perfection. My life was meant, everything made just the perfect.